Hello and welcome to the Outlander Sassnack Fan Podcast. I'm Ashleen.
And I'm Gracie.
And it is just a podcast where we talk about Outlander. We used to talk about the episodes, but now we're actually getting on topics and kind of diving deeper into it, right?
Yep. And we actually got a couple of suggestions for this one, and that was to talk about the shipping wars. So
yeah.
Buckle up.
Oh, because it's going to be a good one. And by that, I mean, yeah, you're either going to hate us or love us.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So in case nobody knows what shipping actually is, shipping is a play on the word relationship. Usually when we talk about shipping, we're talking about fictional characters that go together. That you want to see normally in TV shows, like Doctor Who and Rose, for example, or, like Harry and Hermione from the Harry Potter movies or books.
And
like
you see, there is a difference between certain ships because there's canon ships and then there are non-canon ships. For example, in the Harry Potter world, Draco and Harry, you know, they're definitely non-canon. But there's people who still ship them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or my personal favorite, Castiel and Dean from Supernatural.
Which is so popular that the show actually addressed in their fourth wall episode.
Yeah, in their 200th episode, they addressed it as a fourth wall. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, there are also different types of shippers as far as how extreme or not extreme you are in your shipping. Now, a hardcore super shipper, I mean, they'll do anything to justify that their ship is accurate.
Yeah.
You know? And then an anti-shipper will do anything to prove that that person's ship is awful, not true, blah, blah, blah. And then you have the casual shippers, which I kind of consider myself one, where they're like, oh, they'd be so cute together, you know?
Now, the thing with the Outlander fandom, it's a little different because the two main characters in Outlander, of course, Jamie and Claire, they're already a thing. Like, that's kind of the whole deal. But fans have kind of dived into this other world where they have shipped the two stars of the show, which is Sam Heughan and Katrina Balf. So they're hoping that they get together in real life, which is a little strange. Now, there's definitely two sides of the shippers. There is the hardcore super shippers who are, they just want them together and they use any sort of media or pictures or anything to justify their canon or whatever their ship. And then there's hardcore anti-shippers that are a bit different, right, Gracie?
Yeah, the anti-shippers are using anything they can to tell the super shippers that Kate and Sam are not together. And they use interviews or whatever they can get their hands on to try and prove, hey, you're wrong and what you're doing is wrong. So that's anti-shipper is.
Yeah. Now, most Outlander fans are kind of either neutral or they're casual shippers and they either just don't care or they'd be like, oh, well, I guess they would be kind of cute together. Right?
Yeah, that's like 90% of the Outlander fandom. I'm going to say most of us are just they'd be a cute couple, or I don't care either way.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the thing with the Outlander fandom is it is definitely a different sort of fandom, especially with, say, Harry Potter or Doctor Who or several of these other ones, mostly teenagers or people, I would say, in their 20s to 30s, maybe 40s, are kind of the big core group of fans. But in Outlander, there's several people who have been reading the books for years, and we're seeing that the medium age is kind of about 30 to 60-ish. So I would say about 45, 50 is, you know, the common age.
Yeah, that's like the median age of the Outlander demographic, like the audience. So
yeah.
You know, so we're not used to seeing that. Like, I've been in plenty of fandoms, right? So this is probably the first time where I've seen the demographic skew older. And honestly, it's probably, like, the war between anti-shippers and shippers in the Outlander fandom is probably one of the worst ones I've seen, which is weird because most of the women involved in them are 30-plus years old. Mm-hmm. Or at least I assume they are, you know, because some of them are anonymous and I don't know them by name.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Now, we've seen a few of what I like to call ship shows. Sorry.
Clever. Very good pun.
Yeah, I like that. I'm quite funny sometimes. Now, there was the Twitter ship war that happened in 2015. Can you kind of go into more detail about that, Gracie?
Yeah, it was around August, September of last year. And there was this girl named Abby who was seen a lot with Sam Heughan. She was on his social media, you know. And somehow Abby started getting attacked on Instagram. And when she started getting attacked, anti-shippers and super shippers were both doing it. Anti-shippers was like, tell us that you're with Sam so you can shut up these super shippers. And the super shitter was like, you need to stay away from Sam. He belongs to Katrina. And all that. It was bad. It did cause a lot of drama on Tumblr. And it also caused Sam to kind of pull back from his social media use.
Before, he had been very... very active on social media, you know, talking to the fans and trying to, you know, engage them, right?
Yeah, and you see very little of that now when you compare it to when the show was first announced.
Exactly.
So that was kind of the first taste.
Now, the second one happened about January, February. I'm not quite sure, but I definitely remember this one, and that was when... And I mean, like, the shipping war was kind of happening, you know, here and there.
It was low key, but this kind of made it blow up again.
Yeah, but this anyway, so Katrina Balf, in an interview, said that she thinks that fans sometimes blur the line between reality and fantasy, noting that she and Sam were not together, but this caused super shippers to react very negatively against Katrina, and... there was a lot of vitriol spewed. Like, it was actually, it was quite hard to watch. As for the antis, they were harassing Katrina and Sam, begging them to, like, come out with, like, you know, a more clarified statement to, you know, prove the shippers wrong.
Yeah, after the Katrina Balf thing, I saw some stuff on Tumblr, like, you know, where people were disappointed and offended that Katrina had, you know, said... something to the effect of, you know, they don't know the difference between fantasy and reality, or, you know, they let the lines blur. And some people took offense to that as, you know, like Katrina was calling fans stupid for putting her and Sam together. But I don't actually think that's what Katrina was saying. She was just saying that, you know, people really want us to be together, and sadly that's not the case. Like, I don't think she was calling people stupid, but some people took it that way.
So. And it's been, like, extremely rude what some of these people have been saying, you know, about Katrina after she, you know, made the statement, which was a pretty harmless statement. She was just trying to, you know, convey what her thoughts of, you know, the situation, right?
Yeah, I think so. I really don't think she was trying to offend anyone, but some people took it personally.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, after that happened, Kate started to scale back more on her social media. So in the past, you know, like within that first 6 months of this ship war really starting, you could see Katrina and Sam kind of like pulling back from their social media use, and they really don't update as much as they used to, which is pretty sad, but I can understand why they do it. Because it's a two-sided situation. It's not just one side doing horrible things. It's both sides. And I'm not saying that it's everyone. It's just that there's, like, probably a handful on both sides that just constantly are at each other's throats.
Yeah. Now, the next one that, you know, blew up, which we have named the holy shit big clusterfuck ship fucker, whatever. I don't know. It was
it's the big holy shit clusterfuck ship war of June 2016.
Yeah. This
is a big one.
Yeah, it got to a point where it was just, whoo.
Yeah, this is the one that caused the most outrage, and it was happening while the it started happening while the show was still airing, so.
And at times, it's kind of still being talked about at times, yeah.
Yeah, this is one that's, like, really had an aftershock effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of mentioned it in one of our earlier podcasts, but this is where we're really going to get into it.
Yeah.
So what had happened was Sam was spotted with this woman named Mackenzie, and she plays Rapunzel in the film version of Into the Woods. Mackenzie ended up getting harassed on Twitter and Instagram, asked if she and Sam were together. She was bullied. She was called all sorts of horrible names. And then people started mentioning Sam and Katrina, and a super shipper on Twitter, I think her name was Vales or something like that, she said something to the effect of Katrina Balf treated the fandom like they don't matter, and then it started this huge chain of tweets that somehow ended up in front of William Shatner, and then William Shatner was like, hey, let me get involved. So,
yeah.
William Shatner ended up, like, getting his fans. He has, like, 2 million Twitter followers, I think. But he ended up getting his Twitter followers to start reporting people that he, you know, like, thought might be abusive. Or, you know, if you think they're abusive, you know. So, it was bad.
Yeah, now, the whole thing with that whole situation, not that we completely got dragged into it, but there was definitely people who were sending us messages about it saying, like, put this on your Tumblr account, you know, to block Shatner's, you know, Tumblr account, or to,
yeah.
What's the, totally forgot the word, to boycott.
Boycott him, you know, or sign this petition to send to Stars to somehow get William Shatner in trouble. I mean, it was a mess. Now, yeah. We didn't sign any of those things. We weren't involved, but it was very interesting being someone who was just observing it happening.
My opinion on this, on that situation, because I tend to just kind of, you know, look from the sidelines and go, what the heck is even going on? Like, come on. And I mean, to put petitions out, you know, to Stars, like, they don't give a fuck. They just don't.
I mean, Stars PR is probably the worst I've ever seen as far as premium shows. But then again, they are kind of a baby company, and they're not used to having such a huge fan base for their shows. You know, like, HBO's kind of got that in the bag. They know how to work the PR system.
Yeah, but they've been around for the last 20 years, where Stars is, like, what, 5, maybe 8 years old, right?
No, Stars is older than that, but they have never really had any original content until, like, the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, Spartacus was their first real original series. So, I mean, they had other stuff before that, but that was the one that was really the beginning of their doing original content.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, so they really haven't, you know, kind of figured out the PR machine yet. And it's very noticeable. But I don't think Stars cares about the shipping war. I mean, to them, that means that the show is being talked about.
Which is free I can't even say the word. Oh, jeez.
Any publicity is publicity. I can't say it either.
Yeah. It's my accent. You know? But yeah, so, they're publicity. That's for free publicity.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter what they're saying as long as they're talking about you. Like, that's the thing.
Exactly. Now,
so, I mean, it was just bad.
Yeah. Now, the after effects of all this is anytime a girl is seen with Sam, they get harassed on social media, which, come on, guys, that ain't cool. Not cool at all.
Yeah, cyberbullying. I don't care what side you're on. That's not cute.
Yeah. And then there's the Twitter mentions of Sam and Katrina. They're still kind of going on and people, you know, fighting each other and, you know, people begging for answers. And, you know, anytime you find a hashtag and kind of like dive deep that rabbit hole of the internet, you're just like, dude, what the hell? And also, there is a group of women who, you know, are kind of treating Sam like either he's a piece of meat or like he's their husband or son or significant other. And it's a little strange.
Yeah, it really is. So you kind of have, Twitter is one of those places where you can hide behind an anonymous identity. So it's easier for you to harass people.
Yeah, it's kind of a free for all.
Yeah, so there are definitely trolls in every fandom who mm-hmm. do this. But I really feel like this is the first time I've seen how awful people can be to people they don't even know. I mean, the things that they say to Katrina.
Especially with the body shaming. Oh, my God. And especially when she first, you know, started acting as Claire. The things people were saying, like, oh, she is too thin to be Claire. She doesn't have enough, you know, like, breasts or whatever. Like, because, like, that's how, you know, they were.
It's just like what they did with Sophie Skelton, who had, like, 15 minutes of airtime in one episode and was deemed a horrible, horrible actress by a certain subset, you know? Like,
yeah.
Horrible. She's not my Brie. It's the same people that shame Katrina.
And it's rude.
It's really mean. And so is telling Sam what he can and can't do.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, that's so obnoxious. Like I said, I don't care whose side you're on. If you're telling a grown man you don't even know what to do and then acting all offended when he doesn't do what you tell him to on social media.
Get your shit together, get your life together, because there's
yeah,
something.
Stop treating him like he's your son or your husband and he has to do what you say. He's entitled to his own personal life.
And the fact of the matter is, Sam and Katrina owe you nothing. Whether you're a shipper or an anti or whatever, they are entitled to their own personal lives without people harassing them over it.
Exactly. I think that's the main takeaway.
Yep.
Like, I mean, this shipper war is not going to end until they both get married to other people or they marry each other.
So I think that's a good part to, you know, end her off.
Yes. Yeah, so, of course, if you have any questions, you can contact us, outlandersassenach@gmail.com, or on Tumblr, outlandersassenach.tumblr.com. Or you can contact us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/OutlanderSassenach page, or in our Facebook group, Outlander Sassenach.
Yep. And if you have any hate comments, bring them on.
Yeah, we'll take them. I mean, we're not trying to get on y'all's bad side, but whatever.
We're big girls. Whatever. Anyways, have a great week, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.